meditation process and then go deeper into, you know, you transcend the mind. That's what I'm talking.
You can call it, in your words, a concentration process in terms of you get closer to truth. There are different ways to do it. We have different assignments, homeworks. Another assignment was finding out what do you really want, for example, you know, or, you know.
It's a technique.
You can call it a technique. You can call it an assignment.
Sure. Whatever you use to reach a point or achieve a goal, whatever you use, you could actually call it a technique. You could call it different way if you like to. Like, she's calling it assignments.
Or homework.
She's calling it homework.
Right.
Because it sounds more lovely or more...
a
little bit more... Some people like to hear these little words.
It means also you have a sort of an obligation. If you go into training, if you're committed to training and to the truth, you have also to do your part. It's not just you sit there. You know, you do something.
Nothing comes for free.
Exactly.
Even free things has a price.
Exactly.
Oh, you got it.
That's right.
And free things are even more expensive than non-free things.
Mm-hmm. And allowing is the most highest price we learn to pay. Allowing, becoming open and vulnerable. That's what Prima Dada is talking about. That's the highest price.
What is the highest price?
Allowing, to be willing to open up. That's the highest price to take, to pay, to be more vulnerable.
So you're talking about allowing emotions to affect you.
In general, allowing truth to penetrate you. Well, allowing the divine to penetrate you.
That's wonderful.
He's that's it. That's the highest price to pay. And Prima Dada just explained, we are already here in this room. We have the possibility. We are already further up the road. That we can, you know,
because we are already interested.
Exactly.
Some people, they are interested in going to a club and having a drink. We could be there dancing at the club.
I'll be there in about 3 hours. but that's just me.
But you took a time to come here.
Exactly.
So there is a beginning there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who says satsang ain't fun? So see for yourself how easy it is. Just close your eyes and relax for a moment. Just let yourself be here in a relaxed way without making any special efforts. And see for yourself how easy it is. It's really this easy. Just relax and ask yourself. Drop inside and ask yourself. Check it out. Ask yourself, am I really living my highest knowing, my deepest understanding? Am I really living in line with the brightest light in me? Is my life, is what I do day in and day out, is how my life proceeds and takes shape in line with what I know inside to be most important? And the answer is clear. Either yes, I am, no, I'm not, and any variation in between. It doesn't take great effort to answer this question. Am I living in line with the highest truth I'm aware of? Has that taken root in my day-to-day, everyday life? Or could it be more so? And if it could be more so, is it a lot more or just some more? This can be answered. This can be known in about 40 seconds.